This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Each government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one person at a time. And yes, we're talking about you, the listener to this radio show. One person at a time is how we stop the totalitarians. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's a beautiful, beautiful, blustery, stormy day in Northern California. We're sitting high atop Mount Huth. We're trying to avoid all the incoming from the drones circling overhead. I really wonder what they're doing up there. They must be plotting. You know, I'm a very suspicious type. Conspiracy theories abound in my head. I see a drone, I avoid it. That's just the way it is. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Like I said, Donald Trump, he's out there pounding on the table again, trying to defend himself against all these different charges. So I just have to tell you that Donald Trump has taken it head on. He is not stopping. He's not turning away from any of these charges, which I think is just a wonderful thing. And anyway, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the things that face him coming forward, especially as he gets into the I guess he's got to get himself into the mode of being sort of somewhat combative during the debates now, because we have the final debate. And by the way, there are some in the Clinton camp, are you ready for this, that say maybe Hillary should not debate Donald for the third and final time. Wouldn't that be something? Yeah, that seems to be a Podesta. Oh, by the way, Mr. Podesta. WikiLeaks, anybody, Mr. Podesta? WikiLeaks? Boy, WikiLeaks really, Julian Assange really likes you, because we're getting this ninth in a series of Podesta leaks that came out from WikiLeaks. And I just love what's going on with the Clinton camp. They're stolen. They're stolen. They stole those WikiLeaks memos. It's stolen. It's stolen. But it's here. And, you know, by the way, in America, yeah, the press can use that. There's no recourse for the Clinton camp to sue guys like you and me and everybody else who wants to be in the press and talk about it. So we can talk about it. We got these emails. You know what? We believe they're truthful. And in fact, WikiLeaks' Julian Assange has always been honest from what we can tell. You see, he's got a history of being correct about these WikiLeaks now for a couple years. Hello. So, you know, it's really difficult for the Clinton campaign to refute the WikiLeaks as they're coming out. And there's more to come out. There's more to come out. We talked a little bit about polls in the last hour, and we'll probably maybe refer to some because I think there's going to be some more polls that are going to start up coming up here, and we're going to be perusing the websites for that Drudge and Real Clear Politics and so on to see if there's any kind of change, any shifting going on. But again, I want to say to you, if you're talking about polls, chill out. Just relax. It's all in every presidential campaign that I've ever been following, and it's been a lot of them since 1960. Yeah, 1960. I remember as a kid growing up and seeing the Nixon Kennedy debate. So I've been a freak on all this stuff for so many years. Anyway, but these polls are just kind of chaotic and crazy because there's so many of them that crop up during the elections. But there's only a couple good standard bearers that are really bear fruit, and I like to and I do recommend that you follow the LA Times USC national poll and also the Rasmussen poll that comes out about the, you know, comes out every other day about the presidential polling numbers. So they've always been consistent, and by the way, they've always trended. They've been trending for a long time. Trump, and even with this latest brouhaha, we now have LA Times. I think they're up by two today. One or two today, and that was a big turnaround from, you know, a week ago. So these – and Rasmussen is either even or up by one or two. So you're going to see Donald Trump, he's so resilient, they're going to throw the best they can at him. You know, I'm reminded of the Buddha story. And I can't remember, Wiki, who was the guy who was the motivational speaker? Tony Robbins. Remember Tony Robbins? Tony Robbins. I got this story from him. I used to use it all the time as a school administrator, all the time. And, you know, we all know that Donald Trump is no he's no saint. We know that. He's a businessman. He's been a hardcore businessman. He's, you know, he really likes a lot of things I like and I really like about him. Is he's worried about the real working people, you know, the guys who drive the tractors, who dig the trenches, who run the wires, who pound the nails in, who – put it in the rivets and things like that. Those guys, riveters, you know, he's into that. That's his salt right there, salt and earth. And so are his kids, by the way. You check out what they've done. But Tony Robbins tells a story. I credit Tony Robbins. And I used to use it all the time. I still do use it all the time. It's about the story about Buddha. About Buddha. And this is one, I think, one of the greatest stories of leadership. And the story goes about Buddha that there was a man who wanted to insult Buddha. He wanted to insult Buddha because he wanted to be the first in the world to insult Buddha. So what he did was he, I hope Tony Robbins, if you hear this and I'm not doing it correct, give me a call and I'll say it the right way or get you out of here and say it. So this guy goes before Buddha and he tells the world he's going to be the first to ever insult Buddha. He goes, stands before him and he says, all these just rancorous things, terrible, terrible, despicable things. So the first hour goes by, and Buddha's just sitting there looking at him. And this guy's just kind of going off. And then another hour goes by. Buddha doesn't say a thing. Pretty soon the day goes by. Buddha's not saying anything. And pretty soon a week goes by, and then a month goes by, and a year goes by. And so at the end of the year, the man's exasperated. He's done everything he can possibly do, insulted every member of Buddha's family. And he says to Buddha, he says, Buddha, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do to insult you? What is it that insults you? So Buddha looks down at him and he says, well, this is the way I see it. If someone comes to you bearing a gift and you don't accept the gift, then who does the gift belong to? And the man said, well, the gift would belong to me, Buddha. He says, you're bearing a gift I do not want. I don't accept it. And the man realized the gift belonged to him and not Buddha. And he knew he could never insult Buddha, because Buddha was stronger than that. Donald Trump knew this would happen. Donald Trump knew the circumstances of the Clintons always bearing that gift. And the problem with the Republican Party, and you've seen this, and in fact, it was even a bigger problem here because you had people actually part of the plot in working with the Clinton group, such as Paul Ryan, that this plot started to thicken. Donald Trump, he could not be insulted because he didn't do it. But he had to. He knew that he had to take it to the next level, and that is to ensure that you don't know it. So he had to be proactive and attack these people. And that's what he's done. That's the way politics is played. But these Republicans that are out there so concerned about the gift that might offend them and being so, well, I guess you would say, accepting of that gift that's so negative, you know, this is the kind of stuff that they need to stand up to. If it's not your gift, don't take it. And don't play with it any longer. Something I think all of us can learn, because, you know, you get so offended. You know, a lot of people take that gift and they get offended. Oh, that guy's insulting me. And you run around like a crazy man. They perseverate on the person. But let's say somebody says something about you and it's not true. Do you get offended by that? Anyway, a lot of things going on. By the way, it looks like the 49ers are going down to feet in a big way. And Colin Kaepernick, he started as a quarterback. I don't think he stood for the Pledge of Allegiance. Drudge right now says, big label underneath his picture says, loser. I just guess you have to take the gift, Colin. You just have to take the gift. Because you deserve it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Okay, we're back here at Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And also, my email is paul@A21R.com. paul@A21R.com. Okay, big things coming up here for us on Agenda 21 Radio. We're sponsoring another Liberty Tour, Liberty Tour number 5. Liberty Tour number 5 is coming up. And by the way, I do have to pat ourselves on the back. I'm going to be doing this for quite some time because of what we feel we have achieved some, I guess you'd say, a milestone when it comes I guess you would say, the whole issue about ISIS and ISIL and the president and Hillary Rodham Clinton forming ISIS. Because at Liberty Tour number 3, on July 7th, 2015, we introduced to the world Scott Bennett. And Scott Bennett was a former Army psychological warfare operator, and he was also working for the Bush administration, the State Department, and the Obama administration on terror financing and terror financing leaks. Links and leaks. And so, interesting, because, he found out a whole bunch of information about who was financing ISIS and who was financing weapon shipments that were going from Qatar into Syria and into Turkey and so on. And it's kind of interesting because some of our people may remember the shows that we were doing back in September and October and December through December and even January of 2013. We're talking about these arms shipments that were leaving Benghazi. In fact, we were telling everybody that really this whole thing in Benghazi was nothing more than, you know, Fast and Furious on steroids in Benghazi. It was all about gun running. And we had two huge sea containers, 800 tons or something like that, of weapons that were transferred out of Benghazi and sent over to Syria. Well, and everybody said, well, you know, we thought we sent teams in there to gather up the weapons and just, you know, because Gaddafi had so many weapons and, gee, it was us who destabilized Gaddafi. In fact, it was Hillary Rodham Clinton with her great statement after Gaddafi was assassinated by his own people that we came, we saw, he died. Remember that? I mean, you know, this is one of these open mic things, but, you know, you can see the video. It's out there on YouTube. Anyway, so she goes out and she makes that statement. We came, we saw, or we saw, he came, we died, or he died. So, you know, celebrating the death of Muammar Gaddafi. Now, you know, say what you want about Gaddafi. Look at his history. He was complying with the United States of America. In fact, he turned over all of his nuclear weapons, didn't he? And he was really working very closely with the United States, now that we know. But, you know, that was the different administrations, not the Obama administration. No. They had no use for him because they wanted to run guns. They wanted to set up their little plan and have their Arab Spring. And they did not expect the good operators from the CIA annex to step in, and they didn't expect 4 Americans to die in Benghazi, and that kind of blew everything open. And history is going to tell the story of the 4 that died in Benghazi, is that they really did save America, because it's a pivotal point in American history. Had they not died and had that thing just kind of been swept under, no information come out about that, it would be a different world going forward. But, you know, we now know. It kind of broke the whole dam open for everything else. We know that it was, especially now with Scott Bennett and what he went through, he was actually thrown in jail by Eric Holder. And that came out in the thing that we did, the Liberty Tour number 3, that we did up in Nevada County. Well, interesting, because at the end of July and into August, a guy by the name of Vladimir Putin watched that videotape that we produced, 48-minute videotape. And Vladimir and his people got it. It was solid evidence that the Obama administration with Hillary Clinton and others created ISIS, and they were funding ISIS. And he was fighting ISIS, and he was fighting the so-called Free Syrian Army, which there doesn't exist, by the way. The Free Syrian Army is long gone, and what replaced him was Al-Qaeda, and then ISIS followed in on that, which is still there. Now we have ISIS all over the world. The spread of ISIS is enormous. And by the way, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. There's an interesting little thing there. We have a report that we just got. And I have to tell you, Ron Kirkish, who is a citizen journalist here on Agenda 21 Radio, we've been associated with Ron for a long time. He's got an enormous background that I'm not at liberty to discuss. But he's been a central tenet of many of the things that we've done here. A story popped up that we're following about the number of Islamic attacks that have taken place just in the last month from ISIS. ISIS attacks. It's worldwide, by the way. The scourge of ISIS, which was created, and of course Donald Trump even calls them, Obama and Clinton, the founders of ISIS. Of course, that's what we've been calling them for a long time. I don't know if you listen to the radio show, but the point is this, as ISIS is now completely worldwide, and it's not so much concerned about having to, to have another, I guess you would say, country or another to take Aleppo and hold Aleppo and Raqqa or whatever you want to call it. It's not so much that anymore as it is the spread of ISIS all around the world and the attacks that go on. Now, this list that he created, or actually he got this list, the list that we see there is absolutely enormous. Hundreds of attacks around the world by ISIS. It's like the norm in the world now that everybody, especially in Muslim countries, that ISIS is attacking and killing everybody. That's supposed to be the norm? I don't think so. We don't want it to be the norm, but that's exactly what is happening. So Ron Kirkish comes up with this list, and I looked at it last night and I said, God, you got to be kidding me. Well, it reminded me of the other list that we're keeping on the president. How many mass murders under his presidency have occurred? Now what we have, are you ready for this? As of this morning, and we have not done a thorough update. I got to tell you, we use Mother Jones and another source to update this information, the data that we use for the number of mass murders under this president. Now, the number of mass murders is qualified by three or more die per event. Okay, three or more, that's a mass murder. Ronald Reagan had 7 in his 8 years. Obama has 79 as of today. 79. You see, the march goes on. Now, I want to get back to the Liberty Tour. This Liberty Tour that we have, Liberty Tour number 5, is going to be a barn burner. We have invited Jeanette Finicum to be here. Now, some of you might not know that name, and I find it very interesting that you wouldn't. She is the widow of Lavoie Finicum. Lavoie Finicum was murdered by the FBI at the command and control of President Barack Hussein Obama and Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod in January of this year. Remember, up in Oregon? He was helping to lead everybody up there in Oregon. And it's kind of interesting what his mission was. His mission wasn't to occupy the Malheurs so much as it was for him to tell the people about something called the Constitution and about their constitutional rights. He was spreading the word, and as the two state senators up there went to the FBI, James Comey, and said, we have got to stop this because this man, as well as Ammon Bundy and others, they're stirring up the population. They're teaching people about the Constitution and their constitutional rights. So they decided to go to another county, an adjoining county, and they were going to preach the Constitution and the inalienable God-given rights that these people had. You see, because those senators, when they went to Comey, they came out of the meeting with Comey and they said, we have got to stop the spread of this virus. The virus being the Constitution. You see, the globalists fear the Constitution. They fear it. I mean, this is what we've discovered through this whole process, how much fear and loathing they have for the Constitution of the United States. A Constitution that was developed by the Protestants who came here as founding fathers and created the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Than doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about a whole range of things, but I want to get this information out about our Liberty Tour 5 that's coming up. Jeanette Finicum, the widow of Lavoie Finicum, is going to be our special guest, and she's going to be here on the 28th and the 29th. This is going to be the 28th and 29th of October. We're at the Church of Glad Tidings. And the other people that are there, Pastor David Whitney, senior instructor at the Institute on the Constitution. You do not want to miss this. Now, one of the things that we're trying to do with this constitutional meeting or conference, if you will, educate people on the basics of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, how it got there, get that all going, but also to spur the thoughts of people to want to continue this. And we're going to be offering people who want to put together programs and put together classes in the future on the Constitution, because if you take a constitutional course, it is the most enlightening thing that happens to you. If you don't know anything about the Constitution, a lot of people don't know what their constitutional rights are, and that's what the globalists are exploiting. Because you don't know, you're ignorant, they just run right over you. And they use all sorts of different techniques, one of them being, quote, reflexive law, which is definitely being used by these sort of technocrats, if you will. We got a technocratic government, by the way. Patrick Wood can enlighten you on that. You can visit a website, his website, if you go to our website. Anyway, other people include Dr. Jim Garrow. He's going to be with us by Skype. And I'm very, very happy to announce, and this is a big one, an internationally known environmentalist, anti-environmentalist, and anti-globalist, Christopher Lloyd Monckton. Man, he's going to be with us by Skype, and I've been talking to him. And I'll tell you, this whole thing that is going on with Brexit, that's going on with the state of Jefferson, with the United States right now, they're the same thing. They're the same thing. Remember, Brexit was the exit of the Great Britain from the European Union. That just happened. That's a big thing going on over there. See, the European Union has been set up by globalists, and what they want to do is the globalists is they want to set up a similar union here between, you know, the North American Union and South America, all this, you know, the regionalism, and eliminate good governance by cities and certainly by counties and so on, working together by elected officials. They want to eliminate elected officials. You know, if you're a dictator, you don't need a political party. That's my point. You don't need these elected officials running around. Why would – it's like Jerry Brown. He doesn't need elected officials. He's a dictator. And he's set it up so structurally he can be the dictator. I mean, think of this. Jerry Brown in California. And when he's done with his term in 2018, we'll have had 16 years of Jerry Brown governance, 16 years of radical environmentalism, 16 years over you know, two terms, two eight-year terms, 16 years of communism, which is where he's taken us. We're 1 foot into communism here in California. And all this is pretty much prompted because people do not understand their constitutional rights. They do not understand their constitutional rights. And this is what we're trying to bring to people, is that understanding of your constitutional rights, and then also to carry it forward. See, you know, I talk about this on the radio show. It's the same thing, same concept. It's all about who you know and who knows you. You get this information, and then you share it with other people, and then they share it with others. And I'll tell you, this is the virus that they wanted to stop in Oregon, and they went to such a degree where they set up a murder. They set this whole thing up for Lavoie Finicum, a murder. And, of course, now we've got all the information that's coming out and still coming out, and Jeanette Finicum will be here to tell us her story of being the widow of Lavoie Finicum. I mean, it's going to be absolutely an epic, I think. It's going to be just as epic as what happened with Liberty Tour number 3 with Scott Bennett and the information that came out and was divulged by him, because what has happened, we're still working with Scott Bennett, and the president and Hillary Clinton hate it. They hate what happened with Scott Bennett revealing all – Scott Bennett was a whistleblower, and he wrote a book called Shellgate, and all this stuff is coming out now. It has been coming out. That's why people have figured out that who's armed ISIS? It's been Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. How treasonous can that be? But do you think they're ever going to be taken to task on that? If Donald Trump has his way, they will be. Let's think about that. Other people are going to be there. Of course, I'll be there. Scott Bennett. Chris Street's going to be there. Chris Street is going to be giving his report to you on his experience with Antonin Scalia. He actually had a sit-down meeting with him, was able to talk about the Second Amendment and how Antonin Scalia interprets the Second Amendment. He doesn't make it up. He doesn't make up new law. He never did as a constitutionalist. We also have new information about Antonin Scalia and about his death that we're going to be sharing with you there. Judy Kaler is going to be there. We're going to be talking about the Articles of Confederation, the Con-Con, this whole thing that guys like Mark Levin are trying to promote out there, the Constitutional Convention of States, funded by George Soros, by the way. So you can see where that's going to go. Hello? No, you don't want. We do not want a convention of states, ladies and gentlemen. We can solve the problems well without that. Red Smith is going to be with us, going to be talking about the death of Lavoie Finicum. We're also going to be talking about the whole thing going on with Jefferson. Because remember, maybe you don't know this, but there's going to be in a second assembly of the state of Jefferson on October 30th. So it's right the next day following our Liberty Tour on Saturday. We'll definitely be up there. And who's going to be talking about this state of Jefferson is Janet Chandler from the state of Jefferson. She's going to be with us. And Bob Day is going to be our host. So, you know, Bob Day, Great American Story, he's going to be hosting this whole thing. So he's got quite a bit to do, actually. There's also an AR-15 gun raffle. You might want to check the website on that and get involved with that. Those things are very, very pricey, but we're going to be auctioning one of them off. And if you want more information, call this number, 530-870-8569, 530-870-8569. And also you can contact the Church of Glad Tidings for tickets and so on. Okay, let's get back to it because we have a heck of a lot of things going on here. How much time in the segment, Wiki? A couple minutes? Man, it's like I'm psychic before you threw the two fingers at me there. Of course, I do have a clock in front of me, but, you know, I wasn't making the calculus there. Okay, so what's going on in Syria? And I guess this is sort of the big thing. We want to get this on the table so you understand what is happening. In light of the fact that I just talked about who created ISIS, we did. What did that create? And I guess this is the segue into the next segment. What did ISIS create? Well, before ISIS, there was the Arab Spring. And before the Arab Spring, there was the visit by the President of the United States to Cairo University in his first outreach internationally. He goes to Cairo University, and who does he have seated right in the front row? The Muslim Brotherhood. And by the way, the Muslim Brotherhood at that time under Mubarak was outlawed. These people showed up because the president said to Mubarak, you have them there in the theater, right in the front row, every member of the Muslim Brotherhood. The known terrorist group linked to the Nazis, to Adolf Hitler, who worked with Al-Banna to form the Muslim Brotherhood in 1928. And guess what happened after the war? When the rat lines were established and everybody went to the Middle East from Nazi Germany, and the good Nazis became Muslim Brotherhood. It's been that way, ladies and gentlemen. So when you talk about Muslim Brotherhood, or I talk about it, I think Nazis. Because they're one and the same beast. They're one and the same organization. And if you think about it, maybe that's why, well, President Barack Hussein Obama acts a little bit like a Nazi. I mean, some of the things that are going on with him and his program, it spills over into that. I mean, you got to be, you know, these guys just, their associations just didn't go away because people died and the war ended and so on. No, it continued and has continued to this day. And why do you think there is so much evil from ISIS out there? Because ISIS was formed by who? It was formed and funded by the United States of America, who turned the corner and became a terrorist nation. And this is by way of the Citizens Commission on Benghazi, Major General Paul Valley, Claire Lopez, Ace Lyons. They found all the stuff out. It's been known. We are the terrorist nation of the world. Why do you think Putin is so concerned when we come back from the break? We're going to be talking about that concern in Syria because it is serious. Putin has decided to, well, stand up with defenses for nuclear weapons, with nuclear weapons, anti-nuclear weapons. Anyway, that's what's happening. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so what is going on in Syria? And we'll kind of run some things down for you. Syria is a mess. It has been a mess. We have Assad, who's the president of Syria, and everybody's claims that he's a war criminal and so on. Who isn't a war criminal over there? And by the way, what are we as Americans right now? What's up with us? A lot of people who get their news and information from the mainstream media don't know what we're talking about right now. Don't know that we are the terrorist nation to be concerned about. We have become a terrorist nation with this president. See, this is the schizophrenic nature of what this president has done here. He's been able to pander to those in the mainstream media that only listen to mainstream media and don't have the research capability or don't know anything about the alternative media. And the alternative media is exploding. People like their little laptops. People like their new cell phones. And by the way, the cell phone capability right now is absolutely over the top. So people are now being able to call out their politicians more effectively than ever before, where they've never been able to do that before. So now they can go out and say, well, the politician says A, B, C, and D on Monday, and then they go to another meeting on Wednesday and hear them say, you know, X, Y, and Z. And so people are confused if it's the same topic that they're talking about with those two opposite, polar opposite solutions to try and find the problem, to solve the problem. So people can now go and find out, well, let's go check out A, B, C, and D and see how truthful this politician has been. And when you find out it's not even X, Y, Z or A, B, C, and D, the answer is M, N, O, P. It's right in the middle. It's someplace else. And you realize, well, wait a minute, why didn't they tell me it was, you know, the MNOP. Why didn't they tell me that? Why did they tell me A, B, C, D, and X, Y, and Z? Why did they tell me that? And see, people start thinking, what is the motivation behind the lie that they're saying? See, this is where Hillary's had a problem. A pathological sociopathic liar is Hillary Rodham Clinton and has been all of her life and breeds and sees on, you know, the lie and the big lie and telling bigger lies. This is the normal process that these sociopathic liars go through. And of course, now it's expanded. She's an adult. She's in, you know, look where she's at. And the same with President Barack Hussein Obama, always lying, but they're always afraid of being called out. And this is what I think is happening right now where the people are actually saying to Hillary Clinton, maybe she shouldn't show up for this debate with Donald Trump. Maybe light will be shed on her lies by Donald Trump, which is what happened in the second. You could see it in her face after the last half hour. Donald was hitting home runs in confronting her with her untruthful statements and her lies. And sociopaths don't like that. They don't play well in the sandbox when that sort of thing happens. And she's, so is she hiding and running? I think she's hiding and running. Yeah, she doesn't want to be confronted about any of this stuff anymore. And she's getting more confronted out there on the trail. More and more of these guys are showing up saying, in front of her screaming and yelling, Bill Clinton is a rapist. I don't know if you've seen that sort of thing going on. This is worse than clowns, the clown craze. Now, just imagine if the clowns show up at one of her rallies and start chanting, Bill Clinton is a rapist. Think about that. So, but here's the bigger point. You've got these people who have created this army out there of ISIS, our president, and Hillary Rodham Clinton, and now we're running with it. Look at the devastation they have created in their process of forming ISIS. They have created a refugee crisis around the world. Millions, at least 8 to 9 million people are estimated to be disrupted by the war in the Middle East that ISIS has created. So they're on the march, they're on the move, and where are they going? One of the first places that they said that they would conquer, they being radical Islamic terrorists, they're going to Europe. And they're marching in droves and have been marching in with droves. They've been flooding Europe. Flooding Europe with mostly men, by the way. Military-aged men. And now, some countries are, apparently Germany, starting to capitulate to them. Which means that Germany is no longer going to be a so-called Christian country. They will be an Islamic state. That's the way it works. That's the way these people roll. What about in our country? In coordination with the refugee issue, our president has selected to stand down at the border and pull in our border guards 70 miles north of the border. Now, how effective can they be 70 miles north of the border? Not very. Plus, you have to understand, once these people come across the border out there in the outer territories, guess what? They get civil rights afforded to them. And it's very, very difficult to send them back. You have to go through all the court things and so on. So this is the problem that we have. Once they come across and they have those rights, and keep in mind, it's the president who's working through his immigration programs that are being run illegally, in my opinion. But he's running them, and he's providing them money. Now, we come back. How much time, Wiki? 1 minute? Okay. We come back from the break. We're going to only have about a minute or so. I'm going to explain to you about Paul Ryan and how pivotal he has been and how helpful he has been in facilitating all these illegal aliens that are coming across the border right now and all these refugees that are coming in from, say, Syria. All these men that look like military-age men, and how Paul Ryan has helped to facilitate them. It's kind of interesting. The people up there in the Capitol, they say that Obama and Ryan get along great. That Paul Ryan who has been able to help facilitate this president achieve his budgetary goals. Isn't that a nice thing? That the only person he negotiates with is Obama, and Obama with Ryan. Anyway, small world, isn't it? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, a21r.com, and also my email, paul@a21r.com. So stay with us.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm reading some of the comments from Facebook. You can visit our Facebook by going to agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Right-hand side, you'll see the Facebook tab and all that stuff. And friend me, and some of your some of our friends out there have been very, very nice to us, which we appreciate. We appreciate niceness. It's always a nice thing when people are nice to us. A lot of people congratulating us on our status with TalkStream Live. Really do appreciate that. A lot of hits on that. And also, those of you that are listening to TuneIn, yeah, well, you can pick us up on a21r.com on TuneIn and several others. Actually, if you are listening to Red State Talk Radio for your apps, and I get a lot of these people driving around with their apps, and you know, I was riding with a person the other day that was listening to my radio show, and I didn't quite get it, but they had it plugged into their car by way of their cell phone through an app. You know, this is where it's all going, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we jumped over into the digital stream so much. But it was the, like, background because we're talking, and I was thinking to myself, am I hearing my voice someplace? I think I'm losing my mind. And I'm thinking, gosh, you know I do a lot of radio, but it's in the car. What's up with that, you know? And it was an off time. So it wasn't supposed – you know, of course, it's off time in the East Coast and West Coast. And so I said, what is that? She said, well, that's your radio show. We have an app. I said, what? So it was really enjoyable to hear it like that. So that's really what's going on, by the way, for radio and other technologies out there. It's going to be coming by way of all your apps. In fact, in the 2017 model year, guess what? No AM is going to be produced in the radios there. Only an app for AM. So that, see why we've jumped over? But, you know, you'll still be able to get terrestrial radio, but especially on the AM bands. A lot of the AMs or FM bands, a lot of the AMs are switching to FM. So that's kind of just the digital world out there. Anyway, visit our website. Get the information about what we're doing with the Liberty Tour number 5, and we'd love to see you come to that. Bring your kids. A lot of people come free. It's $10 admission, like it's nothing to get in. And it's going to be an all-day thing on the 29th and all night, about 3 hours. On the night before with our very special guest, and that's Jeanette Finicum. So visit our website, a21r.com, for that information. And also email me. Please feel free to do that. A lot of people do. It's very fascinating. At paul@a21r.com. And remember, like I say at this time of the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out, Vanessa. SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.